All right, good afternoon and good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's the pregame show of your Texas Revolution on the road, taking on the Salina Bombers as the Revolution hit the road for the first time in 2015. The Revolution coming off a win there in the preseason as they take care of the North Texas Crunch, 61-13. We didn't get a real look at this football team, let's be honest, as they are getting set to take on the Salina Bombers. They weren't going to put a lot out there in case there were scouts out in the field. So I think there's going to be a lot of differences out on the football field from what we've seen from Friday to tonight's game as the Revolution are in Salina. So there's a big time difference, but a lot of good stuff happened in that football game as far as the Revolution were concerned. Three touchdowns from Darius Fudge, two touchdowns from their running back as other running back, as well as you've seen a young man that put a lot of effort out on the football field running the football. And I'm talking about, of course, Jackson. Jackson is one of these kids that are going to make his name with the Texas Revolution along with Darius Fudge. So it was nice to see him out there. Jeff Willis with a couple of touchdown pass catches as well. And we've seen a lot of things out on the football field with Robert Griffin on the offensive line for your Texas Revolution, making some big time plays. We also got our first eye out on a couple of guys for this football team that played in the NFL. Rashad Washington, linebacker, 4 years in the NFL for the New York Jets, as well as Brian Jackson, played 3 years as a defensive back into the NFL. So a lot of good things happening for this Texas Revolution team as they square off against a good Salina Bombers football team. And I say good because why? They were in the championship of the CPIFL last year, taking on the Wichita Wild. They did drop that game to them, but they did make the championship game, and even the year before that had a good run as a first year franchise. So this is the third year also for the Bombers going into this season. So a lot of stuff going on. As you take a look at the Texas Revolution and what they are doing, they have cut their roster down to the amount that has to be done. So some releases were made. So hopefully on those releases, they are guys that can make their way back up onto this football team. One of the hardest days, I mean, for the players, obviously, is the cut down to get it down to the 24 that could actually be on the active roster for the Texas Revolution. Doesn't mean that these guys are going to go away. A lot of them are local players, and they get back and get the opportunity to be on this football team. So a lot of good stuff out there. Brett Reese making his presence known out on the football field for your Texas Revolution as well. I liked his play out there, and a guy that knows a lot about his head coach would be a guy that can put it together, Brett Reese, and knows about his head coach, Wendell Davis, and what's expected from him. So some interesting things happening. As of right now these things change, okay? But as of right now, the inactive players out on the football field are going to be Luke Halpin, also Avil McLam, and Jason Sutherland. These are Texas Revolution players that, as of right now, within the 48-hour window, are on the practice squad. Now, they can change that, but that roster has to be in 1 hour before kickoff. So we're going to find out if Frankie Solomon Jr. has the clearance to play in tonight's game. We're hoping we get to see that. By the way, DeMarcus Jenkins had a real good game for your Texas Revolution at the wide receiver position in that pregame show, game as well, so preseason game. So a lot of good stuff, but it's going to be some flipping, flopping. There's going to be some health issues. What's going to be going on there for the football team? So we'll find that out. We'll also make sure we'll try to have the numbers correct as they have gone into this game. And if I go by the training camp roster as well as the game numbers, they may have changed. So we'll try to make sure that we got the update on that. This team's taking on the Salina Bombers. It's being dubbed the Beard Bowl. That's right, folks. Sonny Clark put his beard on the line with the owner of the Salina Bombers. I got my beard on. If the Revolution lose, Sonny Clark's going to have to get rid of this beard until it can grow back. But I'm bringing the shaving things with me in case the Revolution lose. But, you know, I feel confident going into this game. And I say that because it's all about attitude. You know, I didn't get an opportunity to do a lot of the preseason stuff going into this, but I went into the preseason game and the first game of the Texas Revolution last year, and I'm going to tell you, I feel a big, huge difference. Not just what is happening out on the football field, not just what's happening in the coaching circles that are going on here. I'm talking about the franchise as a whole. It seems to be more lively. It seems to be more energetic. Seems to be more exciting going into this first game. And you can say whatever you want, folks. When you have that attitude and you got that feeling and you got some, you know, happiness going into and a positive mindset going into the season, it really does make a difference. So the Texas Revolution, as they move into this season, have a different attitude with the coaching staff that has come into play here as far as your Revolution. Don't forget about the coaching staff. Wendell Davis, obviously leading this team. Defensive coordinator Devin Wyman, running backs coach Larry Centers, as well as linebacker coach Jen Welter, as it is, they've dubbed the actual title, I'm not sure, but this month is a focus on women. Jen Welter was on WFAA, guest there yesterday. You get the opportunity, check out the Texas Revolution Facebook page. They got a link to it to where you can see it. It's really cool. So it was really exciting as the Revolution are getting their way out into local media as well. People are finding out about this team, and that is something that's really cool. Brett Bowers, defensive back coach for your Texas Revolution. Special teams coach Rob Winchester, and then offensive line coach Jim Kazmierski. That's your coaching staff for your Texas Revolution as they go into week number one, as it's going to be an exciting game as the Bombers, you know, they made it to the championship game. So this game is not a game where the Revolution can have any kind of lax. Actually, in reality, that can't happen at all against any of these teams this year, as an attitude change has happened, and it starts from the top, from the coaches, as well as the front office. So as of the Revolution and what they have done in their past, it's all on the line as they move forward here at the Texas Revolution. Some news that happened here, and we're going to do this, and then we're going to go into break. Talk about the New Mexico Stars. We lost them about 14 days before kickoff for the New Mexico Stars to hit the field. Out of the Phoenix, and I'm talking about out of the fire, comes a team that is ready to take over and come into the CIF on short notice. And we can say what we want, but the Duke City Gladiators are in town taking the New Mexico Stars' place in the schedule for the first home game. On Friday, March 20th, the Duke City Gladiators will be at the Allen Event Center. And with that being said, there has been a little change for the Revolution. On March 27th was actually scheduled to be a bye. They are actually going to be headed up to Dodge City to take on the Law. So there's been a little bit change in the schedule for the Texas Revolution, and the season finale Friday, May 29th, will also be against Duke City and the Gladiators. That part hasn't changed. But we get to see the Law now twice a year, so that's kind of interesting because we have a former Texas Revolution player on that football team. I'm talking about their quarterback, Josh Floyd. So we get a chance to see him in action a couple of times this season with the Law. So, but Duke City, they take a rise out of the Phoenix, and it really, in reality, solidified the CIF with their teams, and a little changes, some minor changes that had to happen, which was a good thing in reality, as far as the stability of that team compared to the Stars seems to be more set with the new team, Duke City. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to bring on the owner of this football team and the guy that really just kind of took the Stars out of contention, obviously, from getting in there and getting it set. I'm going to bring on Matt K-Word, the owner of the Duke City Gladiators, on the other side here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. Shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Stop in to the Boardroom Salon for Men this week and kick back and relax while you receive a great haircut and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Our professional team will make you look and feel your best, while the old-world ambiance will take you back to simpler times. Visit the Boardroom in Allen and click theboardroomsalon.com. Stop in, relax, look great. The Boardroom Salon, the ultimate relaxed grooming experience for men.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by the Boardroom Salon for Men in Allen, located at Waters Creek at Montgomery Farms in Allen, Texas. Or give them a call at 972-649-6945.
The Century 21 brand has become synonymous with one name, Mike Bowman. Honorably distinguished to remain the number one office in the world in closed transactions. Not just once or twice, but an astounding 16 times. Discover for yourself how the dedicated team at Century 21 Mike Bowman can make your real estate transaction the best you will ever experience. At C21Bowman.com.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Every employee here is the face of our company. We're able to help our clients go from the design phase of their project all the way through printing and mailing so that they're able to reach the target market. We work very hard on making sure that we get our clients' jobs out on time with good quality and at a competitive price.
We want our customers to feel like we are their print partner, and we are. Their job is just as important to us as it is to them.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000. That's 214-217-7000. And tell them Sonny sent you. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our pregame show. I have online with a lot of news that are going on in the CIF with loss of one team and the quick addition to the other. I got the team that's going to jump in and take over for the rest of the season for the New Mexico Stars. He's one of the owners here of the City Gladiators. I got on Matt Coward. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. It's a common mistake, but the last name is pronounced K-word.
K-word, got it. Very good. Thank you, Matt.
So Matt, you
get the opportunity as far as the Stars did. I guess my question is when you heard about the Stars taking the rest of the season off, what was the opportunity? Was it, hey, this is an opportunity, even though we were looking at 2016, to get a little taste of what's going on? Or how did that whole thing unravel as it happened over there in New Mexico?
Well, as you can imagine, it happened very, very quickly. Actually it started when Coach Vermonte, their head coach, resigned from that organization. And so I reached out to him, and we talked quite a bit about us starting a team up and putting a team together. I had been moving forward with putting a team together. I actually used to work for the Stars organization. I actually played as a backup quarterback the first two seasons they were in New Mexico. I signed up with them to be a quarterback coach the third year they were there, when Coach Bramante was here for the first year, because he killed my dream of playing football anymore. He wouldn't sign me in our contract. So I kid with him that he's the dream killer for me, but he was gracious enough to give me a position on his staff, which I am very blessed for. I learned an incredible amount from him as one of his coaches, because he doesn't just coach his players. Well, he coaches his staff, and he coaches them very well, and he teaches. He loves to teach. I mean, he's an incredible teacher, incredible speaker, incredible person. And so I was very lucky to be on staff with him for the whole season. And he afforded me that opportunity, which I'm very thankful for. So we started, when he resigned from that organization, I immediately reached out to him. He went back to Oklahoma and was moving on with his life. You know, things didn't work out for the way he had hoped here, and so he was moving on. So, I reached out and I said, what if we moved ahead? What if we put this team together this year in a matter, now it's late. So we were looking at leagues like the X League and other leagues that would be starting later in the season at the possibility, what if we got it together this year? He was always saying, and he's the eternal optimist now. He was saying, not a chance. There's no way you can do it. It's not going to happen. And, we were moving very quickly to try to do that because the overweighing reason, I guess, the biggest reason we decided to go after this thing this year was a couple of things. The biggest one is the players. You know, if a player has to sit out a season in this game, it's detrimental to them.
Definitely.
It's very, very difficult at that point to try to get back in. To sit a season out would essentially kill a person's career or their dream to chase to get back into the league or to play at this level. So, those players have committed to coach, and so it was, it's a dual relationship there with players and coaches. Coach is very much, it's high on his priority list to get players up, get them moving up. And he recruits players that want to move up, and he can afford them that opportunity with his connections with the league and his connections with Arena One and other coaches on our staff's connections with the CFL. You know, those are legitimate. He's got, close friends in those areas that work in the leagues, including the NFL. And so that's a reality for the players that go with him. But there's a trust level there, as you can imagine, and it's very important
to be.
To him.
Yeah.
There has to be, exactly right.
And so, I guess the question would be when he has that trust, how many of the players did he bring over from the Stars? Was it all of them, a fraction of the amount?
All the players that he recruited, I believe every one of those players that he recruited is coming over with us. So they were absolutely committed to him. When I offered him the job here, with this organization, and told him that we would be pursuing getting into a league. We didn't know what league it was at the time. That he was all in with that. So we were talking, and it was very important us to move forward with the team this year. So we got in contact with the players. Coach Reed recruited them essentially, and we moved forward and we started looking for a league at that point, putting everything together. The CIS got in contact with us as a new organization, asked if we were committed to another league yet. We said no, and they said we want to join the fray or start talks about the possibility of you guys coming in late with us. So we spent a lot of hours on the phone with several owners, the franchise committee, and we started negotiating, and they were very accommodating. They were incredibly supportive, and they helped out in a great way for us to put together a team. So, and that's been the story all the way around. I mean, people have been coming from everywhere with an incredible amount of support and encouragement and, all of the things that we need with the finances and, equipment and players and staff. I mean, everybody has been it's been overwhelming. I mean, it's absolutely overwhelming, and I'm so happy with what has accomplished in such a quick time. I mean, my goodness, try to put together a franchise in 3 weeks. It's not an easy task, as you can imagine, as anybody can imagine. So, you know, we're very blessed, we're very lucky. So,
yeah, that's the question. I mean, you just kind of got this, you know, idea rolling, and then you kind of put this thing to bed in 10 days. I mean, so kind of guide us through that whole situation. You get the call, which is good, and you get the interest, which is also good, but you also had other leagues going. I know Mike Mint probably was trying to come in contact with you from the X League, you know, so the determining factor, I mean, even though the X League starts a couple weeks later, so that might have been more ideal for you, but was it the travel? Because that's a long way to go with some of those teams that are over there.
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, you know, making a decision like this is not easy at all. There's a lot. There are so many factors involved. And Mike Minks with the X League, he was great too. I mean, we had a lot of conversations about how we do this, how we move this around, what teams are going to come out here. I mean, it takes a lot, especially coming into a league that's already got their schedule set.
Yeah.
And that was a situation with both leagues. They had come up with another plan in the CIF, how they were going to fill the schedule and stuff. And so, you know, Mike Binks is, you know, a great guy. You know, runs a fantastic league. We just, you know, he had an offer on the table, and we were working through it, and then the CIF came along, we started talking with them, and, you know, it came down to finances, came down to travel, and it came down to, here's one of the big factors for me. It was the situation that the CIF was put in because of a team that had committed and then dropped out right at the last second. Can be devastating to all the ownership group in any league. That would,
yes,
you know, that would be very difficult for any league and the teams. That's what it hurts. It hurts the teams. It hurts their hometown, their crowd. I mean, it's a huge thing. It's detrimental. And so, if we were able, and we talked about this up front, if we were able to come in and essentially fill the schedule, fill those voids that was left, it means a huge hole. If we were able to fill that, what that would do for the other teams in this league, their ownership group, and their stability. And that was one of the overwhelming things for me and reasons I chose to go with the league was, if we can help other owners in this, it's a tight-knit group. And
yep.
if you can help each other, well, you'd be better off. And that, you know, that's a life lesson. If you can help someone, you'd be better off doing that than anything else. And we felt like we can help. It would fit our need. It would help us, and it was a win-win all the way around for all the organizations in the league and for us. So, it was really a no-brainer in the end, with the offer we were given by the league, and the ownership was very gracious with us, very helpful, and it was a great fit. And, you know, we're familiar with a lot of the teams in this league, you know, San Angelo, Randy Sanders, with Amarillo and Stephanie and her group, and, you know, with the Revolution coming in, I've got, you know, high regard for, Tommy D and, this staff that he's put together yourself, and I mean, there's just a ton of really good organizations, you know, Dodge 3, Sioux City, and then, you know, the other teams are involved. I mean, there's just a lot of great owners. Everybody's been very kind. Ricky, Rich and Chris, all those owners are have been very, very accommodating and helpful, and, I mean, they're giving us equipment, they're, you know, encouraging me. Man, I got a call from Tommy just out of the blue, Tommy Benizzi, as busy as that knucklehead is, man, all year long, and right now, right, getting ready for a season and getting ready to play us next game, the very first game for us.
Yeah.
I believe it's a home opener for him in the league. The guy picks up the phone, and he calls me and says, man, I just want to encourage you. I just want to encourage you. I know you're working hard, and, you know, something like that from another owner is incredible, man. It's really incredible. It means a lot, and I'm very thankful for the friendships we're garnering with the other owners in the league. So.
Yeah, definitely. As far, Tommy is one of those guys. He'll pick up the phone and talk to you. He might not necessarily even know you. And the way that you got the opportunity to talk to Tommy is the way that he talks to everybody. He's the same. I've never seen him change. But
I thought I was special. I thought I was special. And here you're saying he does this with everyone. And I thought I had something going here with Tommy. But
It turns out to be a special relationship, though. I will tell you that, though. And he is that way. But talking about owners, yeah, you're an owner, but you've got a little bit of different, situation as far as what you're doing for the fans as well as, you can be a fan, but wouldn't it be kind of cool to be an owner as well? So you've kind of opened it up and you took the motto that the Green Bay Packers have taken in order to do their franchise. Let's explain a little bit about what's going on as far as the ownership. Obviously, you're the majority owner, but you've opened it up for other folks.
And isn't that an incredible thing? A lot of these things that you say they haven't my chance. I look back on it. I see myself getting released from the Stars organization. I was hired as the general manager. And then shortly after that, I think 2 weeks later, I was fired as a general manager. So, and you can understand the worry and the stress. What do we do now? How do we move forward? But I look back on it now over the past 3 weeks, and you can just see the hand of God and all this stuff and His direction, His guidance, and things are happening that are supernatural. There's no way we could have done this, without supernatural things occurring, mountains being moved, literally. So, one of the things that's important to me is that this franchise be a cities, that this be the fans, that this be the organization is only here because of the people of this city, and that's why we're putting it together. We're doing a ton of community things here. We're getting into schools. We're getting into high schools with, anti-bullying campaigns and charity events and, inspiration. Football and sports in general is about self-esteem. That's the purpose of sports, is self-esteem, building people's character and using a tool or an avenue to make a person better and to encourage them on, to teach them discipline, to teach them, to reach beyond their grasp. And when I'm around people like Coach Bramante, I'm around football players, guys that are sacrificing their body to play this game for a chance at the upper level to be in sports and to do something they love for a living, it's inspirational, man. I mean, it would encourage you, it inspires me to do the craziest things, like trying to start a franchise in Albuquerque in the matter of 3 weeks. That's how much it encourages me and inspires me, what these guys are doing. So, and it's the city is important. And so I've been given this opportunity as a trust by the people of this community, and my faith dictates that I've been given this in trust. To be a good steward with, make good decisions, build it so that it's successful. And what's the best way to make a community thing? Give it away. You got to give it away. And so that's what we've done. We've given it away. We've given away 40% of it. And the way it shares, much like the Green Bay Packers, a lot of our, model is based on how the Green Bay Packers do it. We do a little bit more for our ownership group. Because if you become a shareholder, you'll actually get lifetime season tickets right on the field with the players. The seating for the ownership group is right around the field. There's, room for 800 people to sit around the field. And so as an owner, you get, VIP seating right in the action, right by the players. You get a private owner's lounge to get food and drinks. You get to participate in the game activities on the field. And you get to come to a shareholders meeting annually and give your opinion and vote and give direction. You get a VIP parking right next to the stadium. You get free parking right next to the stadium. And you get treated as an owner. This is your team. And, it's a small investment. We're selling 400 shares, which equates to 40% of the team. And we're just giving it away back to the city and the people. That's very important to us. So.
Yeah, and looking at that, you got a new building, and you're not going to be in the same building that the Stars were in, as a lot of people have said, where minor league sports go to die in the building over over on the other side. You're taking a different route, and describe a little bit of that, and how's ticket sales going for you? I mean, real quick, and you're up. I mean, I'm sure the telephone's ringing to get people in there into the stadium.
Yeah, we got a staff working very hard. We just got the ticket deal finalized, so we're going to be pressing very hard and move very quickly and getting that done. Trying to sell pre-sale tickets. So people are contacting us all the time. How do we get tickets? How do we get season tickets? We want to be in the ownership group, so we're moving very quickly to try to get all of our ducks in a row And we don't want to leave any stone unturned. We've got one shot at this, and we've got one shot to do this thing right. And so we're moving at warp speed, is a term that gets thrown around a lot here.
Yep.
That we've got to do everything we possibly can to make sure this thing is successful this year, because we've got one chance of it, and we're so far behind the eight ball. You know, most teams have 6-8 months to work on these types of things, to put the organization and get the equipment and all that stuff in place. But, we look really good. Sometimes longer, no doubt. Boy, I wish I had longer. But, you know, through hard work and through determination and having a lot of people helping us, I'm very confident we'll have a great showing, and we're going to do everything we can to max out that stadium. And, we've been getting a lot of support, a lot of excitement here. Boy, you can feel it. I mean, the excitement is palpable, literally. You know, everybody's abuzz and talking about how great it is. You have to have it here in Albuquerque. Market's here in Albuquerque. Nothing against where the team was before, that or other organization. But, boy, here is a market. It's in the heart of Albuquerque. It's the Duke City. It's the Duke City Gladiators playing in the Coliseum, the Tingley Coliseum. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better opportunity, a better thing. We're going to put on a great show. We've got, you know, production company coming in to help us with the show. In-game show, pre-game show, halftime show, all that kind of stuff. We've got theme nights coming. Our first home game is going to be Hispanic Day, where we honor the Hispanic culture here of New Mexico. We're bringing in a team from Mexico, an all-star team from Mexico. It's going to be an international game for us, so it's very, very exciting.
Yeah, you've had a whirlwind of what's been going on for you as far as announcing of the team, and then all of a sudden the whirlwind turns into a tornado, and now here you are sitting in the CIF. This is good stuff as far as the league is concerned, as far as the team is concerned, and, I don't know. You know, when you are such a young team, I mean, we're talking 3 weeks in reality. What is the expectations of what's going to happen out on the football field? I mean, is it realistic to think that you won a championship, or is it not? I mean, I guess that's the big question. I mean, as far as what reality compared to wanting something such as a championship, where that comes from?
Well, we've got great expectations. You know, in our organization, on the management side, the front office side, we've got great expectations on our staff. To sell out the stadium and to put on the best show in the league. And so, we move forward with that expectation. You know, it's easy to have high expectations when you bring in some of the best in the business.
Yeah.
You know, we were very fortunate to have, Dominic Bramante, the very first Native American, full-blooded Native American head football coach in pro football history. I mean, the guy is an amazing individual. I got to work with him. I was blessed to work with him for a whole season, so I know very intimately what he brings to the table. And, he brings a high level of knowledge of the game. He brings a great amount of enthusiasm, and the guy is a recruiting a monster. I mean, he's recruited an incredible team with us. You know, having players like Casey Peters and Emmanuel McPherson, Landon Brody, Dexter Manley, some of these top-notch players will put us at a high level. And we anticipate and, we believe that we're going to play at a good level. We're going to be very competitive. We're talking about coming in and surprising some people. So, we've got high expectations with that. And we look forward to a good season with our guys. So, we'll be behind the eight ball for sure. Our first home game is against a team that's already played 4 games. So they're seasoned and gelled at that point, and a very good organization to boot, and a great team. And they recruited some good players too. They got an amazing quarterback there that with the Revolution. So I know it's going to be a good game, tough game for us. It's having a game on the road at a good organization like the Revolution is going to be a very tough thing to overcome. So, but we're working on it. You know, our guys show up to camp, today. Actually, it was there tomorrow. They show up to camp today. We start practice tomorrow after physicals and contract signing. You know, we'll do a mass signing. If you look at our roster on online, it's there's no one on there. No players recruited, but we'll be doing a mass signing. We'll surprise everybody. We'll surprise everybody with that. Oh my gosh, they have 35 people on the roster. One day, so one
that's
afternoon.
That's going to be good for you. And your community.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got a lot of places that you can go to actually recruit. You have, obviously, New Mexico and the Lobos that are over there, and you got some other local colleges in there as far as recruiting for you. It's got to be a good, you know, at least a good pool locally anyway to grab up some players.
Yeah, we still have quite a few UNM players that are on our roster, former UNM players, Roland Bruno, Emmanuel McPherson. You know, we've got a lot of great players with us that played at UNM. We got a New Mexico State player, a Highlands player, Oklahoma player that went to high school here at Manzano, Jesse Polson. And, you know, we've got a great recruiting class. We've recruited some big guys. We've got a great general at the helm in Casey Peters, who is a seasoned arena quarterback.
Yes.
MVP, co-offensive MVP in the LSFL 2 years ago. So we've got a great staff of coaches that are coming in. And so I think we're going to hit the ground running. So it's great to see our quarterback coach, Roger Lynn, coming back on staff this year. He's going to be doing probably going to be our offensive coordinator, and he's got a great history with Casey. He was the quarterback coach when Casey Peters was here and won that co-MVP award. So, you know, we're going to hit the ground running, and I think we're going to surprise some people. You know, it's tough to say, you know, what our expectation is, but I can say this with confidence. We have a high expectation because we've brought in the best coaching staff that we can find, and one of the best in the business, with Dominic Bramante as a head coach, some great supporting coaches, and then a great recruiting class. So it's easy to have high expectations when you've got people like that playing for you. So.
Are you making the road trip to
Allen? I won't be making it to Allen for the first game because I'm doing a wedding. I committed to a wedding about 6 months ago.
Wow.
You know, I do ministry quite often. I do weddings and, you know, funerals and pastoral stuff still. So I committed to a wedding, and there's no way I can get out of it. Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'm a full-time, I'm a lieutenant in the fire department. I've been doing that for over a decade, so.
Wow. Well,
plenty of stuff to do out here if you ever want to come out. I'll put you to work.
Yeah, that Sonny will stay in the snow-capped house here in the Dallas area, so he's defying the odds. Within 3 weeks, put together a football team getting ready to play in the league. You know, Matt, thank you for your time. I'm going to put this update also in the Champions Players Meet fan group, so that'll be out there for everybody to hear as well, people can hear from you. And thank you for your time here as Sunny is on a snowed-in day, takes advantage of the time. I appreciate your time, and good luck to you this season.
Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate you doing this with us and you guys' support. Good luck to the Revolution this season, too. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and when we come back, folks, it's going to be time for the kickoff or the second half kickoff here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you dine out, you come to Cece's. And when you dine at home, you still come to Cece's. Picking up boxes bountiful in pizza, but never in price. Look who's got life figured out. Right now, carry out 3 medium pizzas for just $9.99.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Disker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high-definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854. Or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance? Get an alarm, drive less,
that's it,
graduate. Bundle policies, don't get pulled over, make automatic payments,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop,
and of course, talk to Farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
Hey, it's Johnny B. showing you some of the reasons why your next car, SUV, or truck needs to come from my dealership, Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney. They have over 800 new vehicles in stock. All roads lead to Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney, Highway 75 in McKinney, with a great selection of vehicles. Check them out, and whatever you do when you get your best deal, you make sure you tell them Johnny B. sent you. Stop by Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney for a test drive today. We're located on Highway 75 in McKinney. And check them out online at DodgeCityOfMcKinney.net. Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney.
Hey.
Hey, there he is. How you doing, Bill?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What's going on? How are things up in Salina?
What is beautiful up here.
Is it? How long did it take you to get there? When did you leave?
You know what? I'm just getting into Wichita now. I left at 8, around 8:15.
Oh, wow. So you wow, I'm surprised you did the trek to head up there.
Yeah, it was a lot quicker than I expected. I had to make a couple, I even had to stop 3 times for 5 bucks.
Wow. You did or didn't?
I did.
Ah, very good.
I was kind of impressed on how fast I got up here.
Ah, good. What car did you rent? Are you in your own?
No. I rented a car. It was a Nissan Sentra.
Ah, nice.
So,
as we were doing this, I hope you weren't angry with me.
No, why would I be angry with you?
It wasn't the fact that I didn't want to go. It really wasn't, and it's more in the fact that I didn't want to get up there, and I don't know. I think if we kind of start doing this, maybe they can start, you know, taking what we do a little bit more serious as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, don't worry about that. Matter of fact, I had a free room on my Holiday Express for my rewards.
Uh-huh.
So I took advantage of it, and gas, I just stopped at Philip. That was my third stop, and this thing only took $25 to fill it up.
Wow! So it's not a bad investment. I want to go on the next road trip next week. Are you capable of doing that?
I plan on going to everyone. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I, you know, more the fact, and well, I don't know if you'll call in or not, or what your situation is. Because there's going to be a break in the feed, but maybe I could go to you while the game is going on, as you are there and calling the game, you're there, you can give us an insight on what you're seeing while you're there.
Yeah, I can do that. I didn't bring my headphones with me, but what I'll do is I'll call in periodically, because obviously I don't want to hold my phone the whole time.
Of course not. Oh, you don't have to hold it. If you're ready, well, I won't be able to check that switchboard as much. So, yeah, I'll keep my eye out on you for when
you call in,
and we'll go from there. So, are you ready to do this? We'll just kind of wing it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have yet to get a roster, so I don't even know who is on with the Revolution.
Say that one more time.
So, I never got a roster, so I don't even know what the active roster is.
I'll forward it to you. I got it right here. I will put the roster is actually on the website, so I don't have the actual roster. It's updated on and it's correct. The 24. I just got the one from Chris Vercher from the Salina.
Okay, first Salina.
So you want me to send that to you, Salina, however.
Salina, you know what? Matt sent me that one, but on my email, I haven't been able, my computer, to get to it yet. So,
PDF on your phone when you check your email?
Yes.
Okay. I will forward, hold on, let me hit this button before we start this. I will forward this over to you, Bill.
Okay.
What's your email address?
It's, JPI. And then my last name, Cerna, @yahoo.com.
All right.
I'm going to put you on speakerphone until we get started.
Sure, sure, no problem. And even you don't sound too bad. So J is in Jack, P is in Paul, I is in Indigo, then Cerna@yahoo.com?
That's correct.
All right, I'm just going to send it. I'm not even going to give a name of it, but it's the attachments. They're both. It's the PDF as well as the XLS. So
okay.
That's the one I got from Chris Vircher, so just so that you know. I'm ready to go. You can stay on speakerphone. You don't sound too bad, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm going to push a couple buttons that you won't hear, but I'll act like we're coming out of commercial, and then we'll go right into it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Hold on. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's the pregame show of your Revolution on the road, taking on the Salina Bombers. I got online the guy that is going to be there. He's going to be calling in as we are calling the game from Game On. He's normally our color commentator when we're on the road, but unfortunately, Sonny's not out there. It's Bill Cerna. How you doing, Bill?
Good, Sonny. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. And I just wanted to get an idea of what you saw and what you think about this football team as you move into the first regular season game on the road taking on Salina. What did you see last week on Friday night that, you know, either surprised you or something that you really like?
Well, I think what impressed me about this team was I think they gelled really well really early. Especially with the offensive defensive line, that is going to be the mainstay of the team. But I was actually pleasantly impressed with the passing game.
Yeah, and they here's the thing. Coach has got a decision that has not been made yet on who's going to start this game. Is it going to be Halpin at the quarterback's position for the Texas Revolution? Because he had some pretty good plays out on the football field. Or is it going to be Robert Kent Jr. Going into this game? And as I look at it, this is really all depending on what Coach saw in film against the Bombers, what kind of success that he might have. Will it be the scrambling ability of Halpin, or will it be the backup and drop back quarterback that you see in Kent?
Yeah, and it's probably going to come down to a game time decision on that. And you're absolutely right. You get out there on the field, you get in the warm ups, you're going to see who has the hot hand. You got a two headed monster here where you can make your determination whether you want to have that step drop back three step passer or if you want that scrambling quarterback. It's really going to come down, you know, to how is Salina going to match up with this.
Exactly, and I watched the game. If you get the opportunity, folks, you got to get on America One. I watched the Bombers game as they took on the Force, and they got that narrow victory there against the Force. And the Force last night, if you watched it on America One, the Force actually beat the Beef last night by a relatively low score. So when I'm looking at some of the games and how they're shaping up, this Bomber team, obviously they were in the championship game in the CPIFL last season, so this is a team that you just don't go in thinking, hey, this is going to be easy pickings. This is going to be a tough game, and I've made a bet here, and I've been talking about it a little bit already on the pregame show. Sonny has a bet with the owner of the Salina Bombers, and Sonny is putting his beard on the line here tonight. And this is the first Bill's hearing about this. I'm going to take a pair of clippers with me in case the Texas Revolution lose tonight. I got to shave this beard. And so I don't know if you had the opportunity to see the Salina Bombers in America One or anything, or what your expectations are. How is my beard in a lot of trouble tonight, or am I going to have my beard for a while?
You know what? And first of all, I did see that already. I saw that on social media. So
oh.
That's really great. The disadvantage you have is that's the only hair you have on your head. So I guess you got a little bit better.
You got more to lose, don't I?
You got left to lose. But you know what? This Illini team is a strong team, and to go into Wichita and beat them on the road was a great way to start the season with them. And you had mentioned Wichita going to Omaha last night and beating them. Omaha right now has already started off 0-2. Kind of surprisingly, they really got beat up on their first game. I think that score was 62-19. So, but two powerhouses that played last week at Salina and Wichita, it turned into a awesome game. So, you know, the Revolution's got their stuff cut out for them for tonight. This is the first regular season game, first roster of 24, and then the Salina's already got a game under their belt. So we had noticed last week where there's a lot of new faces. Usually we have a core of returning. We don't have that many. We only have like three or four that were returning from last season. So there's still some gelling going on where Salina's actually had that opportunity to play a full game with each other. So it's going to be a tough game. Revolution really got their hands filled tonight.
Yeah, and I would have really liked to seen, unfortunately for Frankie Solomon Jr., I would have really liked to seen how he meshed with the new defensive players that they have on this football team. And, of course, I'm talking about one guy that played in the NFL for this football team. And, of course, I'm talking about Rashad Washington. And also getting some good play from Brian Jackson on the defensive side that played for the Jets as well. So it'll be kind of interesting to see how that whole thing gels out on the football field. I have a feeling that maybe I'll ask Bill what he thinks. I think we're going to see a lot of Frankie Solomon Jr. at the safety position probably this season. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a good chance. He is a leader on this team. I would not be surprised if you see him on all three phases of the game, like offense, defense, and obviously special teams, because that's a specialty. But, yeah, he is that leader out there. And I think even though we didn't see him in the game situation with Washington and the rest of the Revolution, but they've been spending a lot of time together, and they've practiced together. And I think he's itching at the bit to get out there with the rest of the team and get started tonight.
And by the way, just to let folks know, we're going to hear from the quarterback from this football team. And his name is Chris Coffin, and that's kind of interesting in itself, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah, it is. And then he's very agile, and he's got a great arm, but he's also good with those legs. We probably have arguably one of the best defensive lines in the league. So he's really going to be tested a little bit tonight, also. So I think the goal is to get somebody that's going to just focus on that. We talked a lot about this when we call high school football. When you got a running quarterback, you need to get that one person that's going to focus on him to stop him from running.
Definitely. And with the situation with Rocky Hines for Wichita, we saw the effects of him not being in the football game last night. So we're going to see a different guy here, a different type of quarterback, obviously, from the North Texas Crunch and what they had going on just this past game. So as you look over the roster and you look over what the Texas Revolution that are bringing to the football field, I like it. And I think you pointed it out. The offense and defensive lines are definitely going to be the guys that carry this team, and that's usually interesting because you're talking about a league where a quarterback is usually the guy that is going to carry a football team. And in this instance, when you look at the Revolution, you got two squads that make a big, big difference out on the football field.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Sonny. And, you're right. In this league, you don't talk about offensive defense line very often because this is an offensive league. But this is one thing that's going to make a difference for this Revolution team. And this Coffin's going to see something that he didn't see last week. You're right about losing their big playmaker for Wichita last week. That affected their offense. But I'm really curious to see how the Revolution is going to be able to put up points on this team. This could be it's really up in there. It could be a really low scoring game, or it could be a high scoring game. So it's going to see who's going to be able to push and tug first.
It's all going to be about the active roster tonight, folks, and that's it's the big, big difference. And as you look at the Texas Revolution and what they've got going on, you're happy with what you've seen against the North Texas Crunch. We're going to see how it actually develops out on the football field as far as the Texas Revolution. They're down to 24, as on the practice squad officially, Luke Halpin was on the practice squad. Now, they got an hour before the game to make the decision about who's going to be doing what, who will dress and who's not. But as of right now, Luke Halpin, Lamb, and Jason Sutherland are on the practice squad, so we got to see how they will mend and see what happened in practice. And from what I'm hearing in practice this week, from talking to some of the people on the coaching staff as well as the front office, this is a team that when they went into their practice this week knew they had a lot of business to take care of, and they knew exactly what they needed to do and improve. As you've seen the game in game speed, that being this preseason game, and there's something to be said about that. Even though it's the North Texas Crunch, they still bring value to help this football team. So I guess I'm going to have to ask you, Bill, the advantages of not seeing the football team, such as the Bombers not being able to see the Revolution, and the Revolution actually seeing the Bombers already in action, I would think that would have to be an advantage to the Texas Revolution, kind of knowing what they may be able to expect out on the football field against the Bombers.
Yeah, not just with the game itself, also with the personnel. You know what? They got to see a little bit of Darius Fudge. I hope that people like Sweets, because you're going to hear that name a lot tonight. They got to see maybe a quarter and a half of them. You know what? So they didn't see a gel 21-man roster team that was out there. They had a lot of people out there, a lot of different teams. But on their offense and defense, they kept it really simple. So you're absolutely right. So I haven't seen the Revolution. Texas has seen them in one of the tougher games that they could be playing. So they you know, Solana probably brought out a lot of their offense. They brought out a lot of their schemes on defense. We've seen a lot of it where they haven't seen really anything of the Revolution. I mean, even to go back to prior year tape, there's really not much to show because it's a whole different personnel, whole different coaching staff.
Yep.
So there's not much to go on.
So as you go in there, he's on the road. He's Bill Cerna. He's the color commentator. He's going to join us tonight here and there, bits and pieces. I'll make sure I try to get a look over to the switchboard so I know he's right there. And when he calls in, he's going to what we're definitely going to do, and this will be up to Bill, we'll definitely hear from him in between quarters, from the first to second and going into halftime, and then and in between the third and fourth quarter. And then he will be calling us with updates and things that he sees, and we'll be bringing him in in between plays. So you up for the challenge here tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you right now, don't be surprised if Helton's in uniform.
Very good. So we'll take a look at that. We'll see if that actually happens. So, Bill, thanks for joining us here on the pregame show. And, folks, that's going to do it for us on the pregame show as well. As if you are listening to this leading up to the game, it's going to be time for kickoff on the other half. And you will have a quick pregame show. And then what we'll do, we're going to kick into the game, the first regular season of the first regular season game of the 2015 season. It's the Texas Revolution taking on the Salina Bombers here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. When we come back, it's time for kickoff.